some controversy as U.S. ambassador to Honduras and its military-run government from 1981 to 85. He was suspected of a key role in carrying out the covert strategy of the Reagan administration to crush the Sandinista government in Nicaragua. Honduras itself was accused of human rights abuses, while Negroponte was the ambassador. Negroponte's nomination for the UN post was confirmed by the Senate September 2001, only after a six-month delay caused mostly by criticism of his record in Honduras. For weeks before his Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing, Negroponte was questioned by staff members on whether he had acquiesced to human rights abuses by a Honduran death squad funded, partly trained by the CIA. Negroponte testified then he did not believe the abuses were part of a deliberate Honduran government policy. George Bush says Syria is out of step with the rest of the Middle East and that its relations with the U.S. are not moving forward. But so far, he's withholding judgment on whether Syria was behind a deadly attack in Lebanon on Monday. The U.S. pulled its ambassador out of Syria this week, though, after the bomb killed Lebanon's former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri and more than a dozen others. Asked if he thinks Syria was involved in the assassination, Bush said he didn't know and he'll withhold judgment till the facts are known. He says the U.S. supports an international investigation of his death. He also says Syria should pull its forces out of Lebanon. Bush says he'll consult with allies about that when he visits Europe next week. Bush acknowledging he still has plenty of selling to do if Congress is to get to an agreement on revamping Social Security. He says lawmakers are reluctant to take what he calls the hard path, he told a news conference. This idea is going nowhere if Congress does not believe there is a problem. Yesterday, Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan, he's worried about borrowing trillions of dollars for transition costs. Congress today gave the final approval to legislation to send most large multi-state class action lawsuits to federal courts rather than state courts. That fulfills one of Bush's second-term goals. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowell.
Kenny? Rich chocolate Ovaltine rocks!
Okay, Kenny, try another one.
Ovaltine has a rich chocolatey taste. It's rich in nutrition, and it's richer in vitamins and minerals than Nesquik powder.
I get the point, Kenny. You love your Ovaltine, but...
That's rich chocolate Ovaltine, Mrs. McGee.
Got it.
More Ovaltine, please!
Hon?
Yeah?
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Oh, that's right. We're using TurboTax software this year.
Yeah, and it's so easy. TurboTax asks simple questions. Like an accountant would, and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
Mm-hmm. TurboTax also checks for errors, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Wow. What about deductions?
Oh, it found ones I didn't even think of.
Like those little tax deductions jumping on the sofa?
Hmm?
The kids.
No, I remembered them.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy, taxes done right. Available at a retailer near you. See box for guaranteed details.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Hi, it's Al Franken. You know, Al Franken, the Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. Next time, we'll still be at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington, D.C., unless they figure out that we're here and throw us out. So far, people are buying my story that I'm a right-wing Al Franken look-alike, which has given me a lot of insight as to why conservatives don't think Bush is stupid. We've got right-wingers galore, debunkery to spare, all on the next Al Franken Show.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in tonight. We do appreciate it. It's going to be a short program tonight. We're going to be on the air for 2 hours. And then Kathy and I and the kid are going home to pack. We had a death in the family today. We are heading for home to take care of this as best we can. Home being the ancestral home up in Toledo, Ohio. Friday night, tomorrow night, there will be a best of program, and then all next week I will be broadcasting from Toledo, Ohio. Monday, I was scheduled to substitute for Randy, but I believe that's the day of the funeral of my family member, so I will not be substituting for Randy on Monday. Subsequent Mondays until she returns, though, I'll be back. So if you hear any rumors to the contrary, please squelch them. It was a death in the family, and we have to respond to that. Okay, enough said. And when you call in tonight, you don't have to say you're sorry. I understand. It's cool. Just wanted to let you know. It's like FYI. So tonight, just 2 hours, the third hour of the program, will be a rerun of an hour that, who will pick it? Kathy, Colin? Yeah, I think Colin would pick it. All right. About the only story today that I think bears discussion is the appointment or the nomination of John Negroponte to be the new director of national intelligence. That job will entail being responsible for and managing 15 intelligence agencies in the United States. This is an extremely alarming appointment. Otto Reich, I believe, is still our ambassador to the UN. Elliot Abrams has moved into Condoleezza Rice's old office and I believe is the deputy national security director. And John Negroponte now relinquishes his post as U.S. ambassador to Iraq and becomes the new director of national intelligence. If this country has produced three more criminal individuals in the past 50 years, I can't imagine who they might be. Otto Reich, Elliot Abrams, John Negroponte. You hear me use the word killers and murderers and torturers and so on and so forth quite a bit on this program. Sadly, that's because the Bush crime family, the Republican Party, and what's left of the Democratic Party all seem to be in agreement that appointing this sort of person to manage U.S. policy, domestic and foreign, and to represent the United States at the United Nations and overseas is acceptable. It is staggering to me. This has been so hard for me to process today that John Negroponte is to be the new intelligence czar in the United States. Now, Negroponte has an interesting CV indeed. He has been all over the place, usually in places where the United States has been involved in torture, murder, terror, suppression of human rights, butchery of all sorts. Let me give you a quick rundown. In 1964 to 1968, Negroponte was the political affairs officer at the U.S. Embassy in Saigon. 1969 to 71, an aide to Henry Kissinger. 71 to 73, officer in charge for Vietnam in the National Security Council under Kissinger. 73 to 75, assigned to the U.S. Embassy in Ecuador. 1980 and 81, Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for East Asia and Pacific Affairs. 1981 through 85, Ambassador to Honduras. 1987 through 89, Deputy Assistant to the President for National Security Affairs, reporting to Colin Powell. 1989 to 1993, Ambassador to Mexico. 1993 to 1997, Ambassador to the Philippines. Now, Negroponte, Otto Reich, and Elliot Abrams are, among other things, the three people who engineered and worked with various governments, military juntas in Central America in the 80s, to effect some of the most egregious examples of Western Hemispheric massacres and mass torturings since the turn of the 20th century. Negroponte and Reich were two of the three Bush administration appointees with direct operational roles in the Central American counterinsurgency campaigns of the 80s. The third, of course, was Elliot Abrams, who, until he moved into Condoleezza Rice's old office, has been the director of the Office for Democracy, Human Rights, and International Relations at the National Security Council. This is almost unspeakable to have these three people now determining not just foreign policy, but domestic policy. I posted something at the Air America website on the main page today, where all of us do, kind of teasing what we'll be talking about tonight. And I said if this would be a good time to either renew or apply for your U.S. passport. It's an outrage. It's horrifying. And I noticed the coverage of this today. CNN's coverage was especially egregious. I had kind of hoped, since CNN had direct experience with what happened in Central America in the 80s. I worked at CNN in 83, 84, 85. And we had reporters. We did not have a bureau, but we had reporters in Central America. And the stories that were coming back were stories that staggered the mind. That the United States was training, taking people from Honduras and El Salvador, taking them to the School of the Americas down here in Columbus, Georgia, and training them on exquisite torture techniques, disappearances, mass killings. Negroponte was U.S. ambassador to Honduras during the years when the right-wing Nicaraguan Contra forces were based in southern Honduras, just across the border from Nicaragua. Those forces were being supplied and armed illegally by the Reagan administration, and Negroponte was the one who facilitated all of that. At the time, Elliot Abrams was Assistant Secretary of State for Western Hemisphere Affairs and worked closely with Oliver North in organizing illegal arms supplies to the Contras and the sale of TOW missiles to the Iranians. Reich headed the Office of Public Diplomacy, a State Department agency which illegally funded pro-Contra propaganda both in the United States and internationally. These people are, they have no allegiance to anything other than death. A Washington Post article, a matter of fact, a column by Mary McGrory years ago, recalled, quote, members of Congress remember Abrams' snarling appearance at committee hearings, defending death squads and dictators, denying massacres, lying about illegal U.S. activities in support of the Nicaraguan Contras. Abrams sneered at his critics for their blindness and naivete and called them vipers. Abrams was not merely a mouthpiece or apologist, he was an active collaborator in illegal actions, along with Negroponte and Reich, which led to thousands of deaths, disappearances, tortures, widespread devastation. I'm serious. I really don't know how to handle this except to go ahead and finish right after this break, giving you as much information as I have. You probably have it too. And then we're going to open up the phone lines and just take your calls. So, quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. Hey, buddy, I'm wanting you to turn it up. He's a goat, he's a god, he's a man, he's a guru. Your one microscopic cog in his catastrophic plan, designed and directed by his red right hand. Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-841-1616. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call for a free sample of this amazing mattress material at 1-800-841-1616. Call now and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-841-1616. That's 1-800-841-1616.
Hi, Jeff Levy here from the Computer News Show with a great technology tip. You want to remotely access your office PC, but solutions like PC Anywhere and VPNs are complicated and difficult to use. Here's your solution. Go to My PC lets you access your office PC from anywhere over the Internet. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were in the office. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource remotely. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 45 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMyPC.com, click the Radio Listeners button, and use the promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMyPC.com free today. You'll love it.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-218-WORD. That's 218-WORD. 1-800-218-WORD.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza Man.
Hey, you're not the Pizza Man. You're the cable guy again.
Price Patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Homeland Security.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice Cream Man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza Man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite at 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get 3 free months of HBO and Cinemax. 1-800-264-0071. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends 2-2805. Call now.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. Otto Reich, Elliot Abrams, and John Negroponte, three people who, in a different time, a different place, would have been tried for treason and jailed probably for the rest of their lives, if not worse. These people are Reagan appointees who involved themselves in the 80s and prior to the 80s. With some of the worst operations this country has ever performed. When the question is asked, why do they hate the United States so much? Why does the rest of the world look at us as not just hypocritical, but as being the primary source of terror on this planet? And that is the truth. I realize that the suicide bombers, no matter what nationality or religion they are, the armies, no matter what state they represent, the freelance killers, it doesn't make any difference. The United States has caused more death and destruction in the past 50 years, since the end of World War II, than any other country on the planet. Yes, including the Soviet Union. It just has. It just has. One exception, okay, I'll grant you that. China. But we come in a hard, fast second. These three people, Negroponte, Reich, and Abrams, are responsible for an inordinate percentage of that murder, torture, death, and destruction. These guys were regular participants in meetings of the CIA, the National Security Council, and State Department officials back in the 80s who planned the arming of the Contras. When the U.S. Congress adopted two versions of the Boland Amendment, which prohibited this type of activity, the operation continued in defiance of the law. And a real psychopath, Oliver North, the National Security Council official under Reagan, took over the day-to-day operations. Abrams repeatedly testified before Congress under oath that the government, our government, was complying with the Boland Amendment and that only humanitarian aid was being supplied to the Contras. Like Oliver North, he was lying to Congress about illegal activities in which he was a direct personal participant. Negroponte and Reich are as bad as Elliot Abrams, possibly worse. The Joint House-Senate Select Committee on Iran-Contra, on which I believe Senator Kerry sat, found that Otto Reich's unit of the State Department had engaged in prohibited covert propaganda on behalf of the Contras and violated restrictions on State Department appropriations. He also served, Reich did, a 3-year stint as U.S. ambassador to Venezuela. And while he was there, he engineered the release from a Venezuelan prison of Orlando Bosch, the Cuban-American terrorist who was jailed there for the 1976 airplane bombing, which destroyed a Cuban Airlines passenger jet in flight, killing everyone on board. George Herbert Walker Bush granted a full pardon to Bosch. When I talk about these people as being killers, do you think I'm kidding? No, you don't. I that's a little bit arrogant on my part. People who listen to this program know full well because you are able to get on Google and do your own research. Negros Aponte is a career criminal. He spent his entire working life in the service of U.S. imperialism of the worst sort. He participated in some of the bloodiest crimes of the post-World War II era, including 9 years as a State Department official during the Vietnam War and 5 years in Central America. Now, the best way to get a handle on Negroponte is to take a look at his term as ambassador to Honduras, a country that was dominated by U.S. corporations and completely dependent on the U.S. government politically and militarily. Oh, my God, did we do a number on Honduras in the 80s. At Negroponte's direction, the Honduran military provided protection and assistance to the Cuban the Contra terrorists. With his tacit permission, the Honduran military carried out systematic murder of refugees from war-torn El Salvador and among its domestic opponents in Honduras itself. Negroponte was the man who participated in ordering the murder of nuns, in ordering the murder of Romero, Archbishop Oscar, I believe, Romero. During Negroponte's tenure, U.S. military aid to Honduras went from $4 million to $78 million. Negroponte consistently denied the existence of death squads, politically prisoners, or politically motivated killings by the Honduran armed forces, even though report after report, investigation after investigation, truth squad after truth squad, or truth hearing, found blood, gore, corpses, torture rooms, all on Negroponte's watch.
Doing your own taxes. Only the most brilliant financial minds had the confidence to attempt it. Until TurboTax. Now the math impaired can do it. The disorganized. The overworked. The worry warts. Even the procrastinators.
TurboTax gives millions of Americans the confidence to do their own taxes. It's easy and accurate, thanks to special tools like our deduction finder and error check. TurboTax. Taxes made easy, taxes done right.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Oric XL won't blow dirt back into the air. Ever.
Hey, girl, what's up?
I want some new tops, but I'm so tired of the mall scene. I just don't have the time and energy for it anymore. After a couple of hours picking through the racks, I'm lucky if I leave with anything.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It'd be great if we could find clothes we like without spending all day at the mall. The stores have the same tired stuff, and it's exhausting.
Hey, you know, Gina told me all about this great online store she shops at called Hippie Chicks Shop.
Hippie Chicks Shop?
Yeah, hippiechicksshop.com. She says it's a great little online boutique that sells fabulous clothes. She calls it her secret weapon style resource.
Sounds like I've got to check it out.
Yeah, funky t-shirts, snappy handbags, and beautiful tops. Browse, click, buy, boom, no annoying shopping mall.
What's that name again?
HippieChicksShop.com. Just remember, hippie with a Y, chicks with an X, shop.com. Gina says they're super friendly and have the best service of any online store she's visited.
I can't wait to go home and check it out. Spell it for me one more time.
HippieChicksShop. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going home to go shopping at HippieChicksShop.com. See ya!
HippieChicksShop.com, where the fashion conscious find everything funky and fabulous.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. That's the way we usually end GEICO commercials. But this time, it's just the beginning. Because here in New York, GEICO is cutting rates for car insurance. So in the tagline, when GEICO says or more, they're not kidding. Call 1-800-947-AUTO today or go to GEICO.com. You could save on your car insurance like never before. Gee, since I did my ending at the beginning, now I really don't have an ending. Well, hey, be careful out there. Okay, let me start by apologizing. People expect GEICO commercials to be funny, but I've got an important announcement. Here in New York, GEICO is cutting rates for car insurance. And that's on top of our already low rates. Just call 1-800-947-AUTO or go to GEICO.com. Because now you could save on your car insurance like never before. And hey, I'm sorry we didn't make you laugh this time. Of course, if you could see the tie I'm wearing right now.
The common house cat licks himself to stay clean. Your engine cannot lick itself. Why? It is an engine. It has no tongue. So use new Gum Out High Mileage Complete Fuel System Cleaner. It's formulated to clean your fuel system and increase your gas mileage an average of 2.3%. Gum Out, like a giant licking tongue for your engine.
Product available May 2005.
Gum Out, good clean driving.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, this is Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Friday's Morning Sedition. It's me and Riley revealing some of our backstories and secrets behind some of our classic bits and most provocative moments. Ken Burns, Mike Doty, and two Terrys, Terry Jones and Terry Gilliam from Monty Python. That and serious comedy, like the penance and salvation of our liberal confessional on Friday's Morning Sedition.
Very comfortable in the job because I've got great advice and advisors to whom I get good advice from great advisors to whom I listen.
It's 26 before the hour. We're talking about this appointment or nomination today of John Negroponte, which rounds out three people, Elliot Abrams, now in the office of National Security Advisor, Otto Reich, U.S. Ambassador to United Nations, and John Negroponte, who will now head the new Office of, intelligence, National Intelligence Director. He will oversee 15 agencies of the United States government. All three of these people, had they been on trial in Nuremberg, would have been executed. They all would have been hanged for the crimes that they have committed. But, of course, we're the winners, not the losers. So our people can get away with whatever they want. There were people whose crimes were lesser than these three who were indicted, tried, convicted, and executed at Nuremberg after World War II. You can find this information yourself. I don't really give a damn what your political persuasion is. If you are right-wingers, for Christ's sake, at least once, be honest with yourself. Just once. You know, you weasels can play whatever kind of game you want to play, but you are selling this country right down the river into fascism. Damn you. Negroponte worked closely when he was ambassador to Honduras, and I'm almost finished with this, and then we're going to take your calls. He worked closely with General Gustavo Alvarez Martinez, chief of the armed forces in Honduras. Together, they sent Honduran soldiers to the School of the Americas here in Georgia, where they were trained in psychological warfare, sabotage, human rights violations, torture, and kidnapping. In 1983, the Reagan administration awarded the Legion of Merit to General Alvarez. The U.S. CIA created the infamous Battalion 316 in Honduras. The purpose of that death squad was to carry out the murder of Honduran political opponents of the Contra War against Nicaragua. General Luis Alonso Discoa Elvire, a graduate of the School of the Americas, was the founder and commander of Battalion 316. According to a detailed investigation in 1995 by the Baltimore Sun, Battalion 316 kidnapped, tortured, and killed hundreds of Hondurans. The unit used shock and suffocation devices in interrogations. Prisoners often were kept naked and, when no longer useful, killed and buried in unmarked graves. This was a John Negroponte operation. The Baltimore Sun also reported that in 1982 alone, during Negroponte's first full year as ambassador, the Honduran press carried at least 318 stories of extrajudicial attacks and executions by the military. Now, Negroponte has already been confirmed for various posts several times by Democratic-controlled Congresses in 1989 and 1993. This is despite the information I've shared with you, and you already knew, and the research you've done, and the information available to every single member of the United States Senate. And much more than this. So much of the testimony during the hearings of the Iran-Contra affair were behind closed doors, not available to the public, and will never be available to the public, because the crimes that were committed in the names of the people, or the name of the people of the United States, were unspeakable. Unspeakable. And the three main architects of those crimes were Elliot Abrams, Otto Reich, and don't let his name fool you, he's Cuban, and John Negroponte. So the selection of this trio of killers now leaves no doubt about the real face of Bush's America. There's no doubt any longer. And it is a clear warning that the methods that were perfected in the Reagan era, the Reagan-Bush era, the 80s, are being revived. Death squads, subversion, terrorism. Now, let us not forget some of the tangential players back then, including Donald Rumsfeld. If you haven't got a passport, old Uncle Mike is telling you right now, get one. This is where we are. This is who we are. Last little bit here. I want to mention El Mozote in El Salvador, another U.S.-backed butchery. 700 people in that village, men, women, and children, were taken into the streets one afternoon and machine-gunned and macheted, hacked to death. This is during the time that Negroponte, Reich, and Abrams operated in Central America. Negroponte also supervised the construction of the El Aguacate Air Base in Honduras, where Contras were trained by the United States, and which was used as a secret detention and torture center during the 80s. In August 2001, excavations at the base discovered 185 corpses, including two Americans who were killed and buried at the site. Battalion 316 trained, kidnapped, tortured, or trained by the CIA, kidnapped, tortured, and killed hundreds of people, including U.S. missionaries. 30 Salvadoran nuns and women of faith who fled to Honduras after Archbishop Oscar Romero's assassination were captured, savagely tortured by the Honduran secret police, and then thrown out of helicopters alive. Now, that was a technique that Negroponte perfected in South Vietnam in the late 60s. I cannot believe that this has happened in my country. I can't believe it. Negroponte testified in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing back in 2001 when he was being considered for the ambassador's post. He was questioned by staff members on whether he had acquiesced to human rights abuses by the Honduran death squads. Negroponte said he did not believe the death squads ever occurred in Honduras. Okay. Oh, and Negroponte's assistant is Lieutenant General Mike Hayden, who has served as director of the National Security Agency since March 1999. He will be Negroponte's deputy. If ever I wanted to say on this program, we are moving closer to the Fourth Reich. It's now. It's tonight. This is an outrage. This is an obscenity beyond comprehension. So If anybody listens to this program, either in a supportive mode or in a critical mode, which either way is fine with me, if you take offense or question my use of the term Bush crime family, or my constant declarations and reaffirmations of the murderous nature of these people, please just get on a search engine and look up these names. Okay? All right. Let's do some phone calls. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. Juan is calling from Boston. Juan, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. I am native from Honduras. You can hear my accent.
Uh-huh.
I know the stories. I saw the death squads in Honduras. I was probably 11. We had a teacher like two houses away from my house. My brother, I mean, right now he's a lawyer, and you will see the connection later with what his name is, Strada. Anyways, but I was looking at the windows, you know, of my house, and I saw these. They used to send like the guys who sell oranges and fruit, vegetables, to check for them. Mm-hmm. They used to pay him money so that they can, you know, see if there were people armed and so on and so forth. So they came to this house. and arrested this teacher. He was a university professor who was a rebel, who, you know the stories about, you know, the 316, which, by the way, everything you said about the Ronsell, you know, Negroponte, is flat truth.
Hey, can I get you to hold one?
Sure.
I want to hear the rest of this. Let's pick it up as soon as we come back, right after this break, okay? Don't go away, all right? This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
This is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Many denture wearers are the last to know they have breath odor. If they're brushing alone, they can miss the millions of invisible odor-causing bacteria every single day. The problem is real. That's because a denture or partial denture provides additional surface area where food can be trapped and bacteria can grow. But by soaking their dentures daily, they can kill the bacteria that cause denture odor and save themselves the embarrassment. Now that's a great tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Polident kills the bacteria brushing can miss.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Some people think WebEx is the only way to host meetings online, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Great news. There's a better way to host meetings online. GoToMeeting, the easiest and most affordable way to meet online. You can invite anyone, clients, coworkers, or customers, to meet you online in seconds. They'll actually see your desktop, so you can show them what you're talking about. And it's so affordable. Unlike WebEx, with GoToMeeting, you can meet as often as you need for as long as you want. You're not charged per minute or per user. Plus, conference calling is free. GoToMeeting is simply the best way to host meetings online. In fact, you might not ever want to meet in person again. And with a special limited time offer, you can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Unlimited meetings. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMeeting free today. You'll love it.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
Minutes before the hour, we're talking with Juan, who is from you said from Honduras, right, Juan?
I'm from San Pedro Sula, which is the second biggest city in the country, Honduras, yes.
Okay, and you witnessed the operation of these guys.
I saw it. Believe
okay.
me, I was about 11 or 12, was early in the 80s. What I was saying to you is that the way they went about it, we had a teacher who used to teach in the university. And he was, you know, he was always against the government and the death squad due to the greatest president Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
That, by the way, in our country, he's the Hitler,
right.
of our people.
And understandably so.
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, we're not stupid. See, we it's funny in here that, you know, people think that third world countries. The, by the way, the name is derogative anyhow.
Sure.
We're smart people. We understand. We read a lot. See, because we're poor, definitely. But why we are poor. But anyway, let's talk about the issue. I remember being, my brother used to go to school and, you know, now he's a lawyer and he went to school with Estrada, which I don't know if you have time, but later we can talk about it. But I remember being at the window and my brother knew that they were coming. See, because everybody knew in the area where I used to live,
mm-hmm.
that this teacher was involved in the fight against imperialism.
Right.
So what they used to do, they used to send little kids, you know, they used to walk in the street and watch around, then the little kids would say no, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And that somebody, in my case, when I saw was a woman coming with like vegetables, selling vegetables, but they were actually watching. You know, who was there around,
mm-hmm.
if anybody had guns, then this woman would signal somebody else. And then there was a man coming in with, you know, the same family, probably, you know, poor people who had no money.
Right.
So these people would give him some, you know, a few hundred bucks or whatever, and probably not even that. And they would just check the area. And then you will see civilians coming,
mm-hmm.
two or three guys walking. You don't know. And then you'll see the army coming. Okay, these people with hoods, actually, you know, like a punch when it was raining.
Right.
Put it on your head. So they would come. They would come. And that day, I remember that. I saw that kid. He was just signaling. My mom came. Dad came. And then they signal. And then all of a sudden, you could hear people are coming. You know, like marching.
Right.
It wasn't, you know, more than like 15 people, well, like about 12 people. So you could hear the boots, you know, people coming, walking. And then they went into the house. You know, this guy, his name was Juan Jose Reyes. I remember his name because he used to live like 2 houses away. And they took him. You know, their family came screaming. I remember hearing the wife screaming. And didn't matter. Their kid, his oldest son was my age. He used to scream so loud about when they took the guy, they hit him, the kid, the woman, and they left. Bye-bye. And the guy was in jail for like about 15 years because he was a revolutionary.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that after he came out, like probably 15 or 17 years later after I went back, you know, when I was from here, I talked to him. And he used to tell me the stories about jail and, you know, how they, torture him, hanging from his balls, he says.
Mm.
Electrocute him. Oh, you name it. It was awful. So, but when Negro Ponte says that he does not know anything about it, he's a liar.
Of course.
He's a scum. He's a criminal, and I hope he's here. Because he has no honor. He has no dignity. I saw them with my own eyes. So, I mean, what are they going to do? Kill me? Go ahead. Anyhow. But, I mean, you know, and that traces, you know, the whole issue. My brother went to university and studied with who? Estrada. Miguel Estrada.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because his family is a rich family down there.
Right.
You know, and I hear Bush talking and saying, oh, this is one of the models of the American dream, how immigrants can come in and, mm-hmm. you know, and become something in here. Not true. You should see his house, okay? Huge house, bodyguards, limousines, and I mean it. Back in those days, I mean, that was, like, outrageous. I mean, only super rich can live like that. So when Bush says, you know, the Estrada is the child model for, you know, Latinos to come and be somebody, it's not true. These are rich, filthy rich. You don't come to Harvard in here if you are poor. I mean, that causes a life to pay for a school like that. So when these people talk like that, we don't believe it. And the good thing is that the Latinos, they know the truth.
I hear you. Juan, we have to break here. Thank you so much for the story, for the eyewitness report. I'm sorry that you saw things like that when you were 11 years old as a result of U.S. policy in Central America. Quick break here, folks. We'll be back. Stay with us. Final hour coming up. We're doing a two-hour program tonight. Your phone calls when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
President Bush is losing his fight to privatize Social Security. So now his allies are trying to peddle the biggest lie of all, a claim that Franklin Roosevelt, the father of Social Security, would have backed privatization. Fox News' Britt Hume is on air claiming, and I quote, "It turns out FDR himself planned to include private investment accounts in the Social Security program when he proposed it." Of course, Hume is peddling the biggest lie of all. FDR's grandson, James Roosevelt Jr., a former commissioner of the Social Security program, has pointed out that Hume is rewriting history. The younger Roosevelt says, "Britt Hume rearranged those sentences in an outrageous distortion, one that really calls for a retraction, an apology, maybe even a resignation." "There's no question," says James Roosevelt, "that his grandfather would have opposed privatization. When Social Security is debated, trust FDR, not George W." For more on the debate, visit thenation.com. I'm John Nichols for Air America Radio.
"I called this meeting because one of you, and I have my suspicions who it is, left this in my desk."
"Xanarex?"
"Was it you, Schmidt?"
"No, sir."
"Boyd?"
"Not me."
"It was me, sir."
"Ah, I should have known. Thank you, Jones. Finally, something worked."
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denerex. Denerex penetrates deep down into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
"Thanks for taking an interest, Jones."
"Oh, I'm interested."
"Are you finally ready for Denerex? Use as directed."
For the best in truth-telling independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. In the current issue, learn about the innovative program that's eliminating homelessness plus uniting liberals with conservatives. Also, get the inside scoop on how progressives can take back the country and the White House. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones digs deeper to bring you the real story behind the news at readmojo.com.
Wanted.
Video game music composer. Sound designer. Music supervisor.
Wanted.
Film. Dialogue editor. Music recordist. ADR. Foley. Surround mixer.
Wanted.
Music producer. Pro Tools. Logic Audio. Final Cut Pro.
Ableton Live.
Tractor DJ Studio. Pyramind.com.
PYRAMIND. The Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training.
An Apple and DigiDesign certified school. 1-888-378-MIND.
Located in San Francisco, California.
So, I keep hearing it's all about the O
Well, I wanted to find out for myself, so I went to Overstock.com. And I found this big-screen TV for 60% below retail. I got the perfect set of golf clubs, a tent. I even found diamond earrings for the wife. Every item was 50% or more below retail, and my order was shipped to my door for $2.95. Man, I can buy DVDs, books, CDs, most priced below Amazon. Who knew shopping could be so easy? Discover how it is all about the O. Overstock.com.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Breaking the reserves. A key Defense Department official today said the Pentagon is trying to calculate the point at which multiple call-ups of National Guard and Reserve units would break the system. Thomas Hall, Assistant Secretary of Defense for Reserve Affairs, says the Pentagon wants to determine where that point is while also hoping the world situation will change and allow a troop reduction in Iraq. Guard and reserve soldiers now count for about half the 155,000 U.S. troops in Iraq. Hall says plans call for a substantial reduction in the next year or two. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld refused to give an estimate on the size of the insurgency in Iraq. Rumsfeld pressed for numbers today by Arizona Republican Senator John McCain before the Senate Armed Services Committee. Rumsfeld said the disorganized nature of the insurgency makes it difficult to pin down a reliable, specific estimate. He says they're not static. The numbers change. Under persistent questioning by McCain, Rumsfeld said it was not his place to declassify estimates from the intelligence services. He also refused yesterday to give a House committee such an estimate. Democrats pushing for making Election Day a federal holiday today to encourage more people to vote. Senators John Kerry and Hillary Rodham Clinton stood with other Democrats who had alleged voting irregularities in the 2004 election. Also on hand, California Senator Barbara Boxer and Congresswoman Stephanie Tubbs Jones of Ohio. They forced that highly unusual House and Senate debate January 6 on the presidential election results. In addition to creating a federal holiday for voting, the bill would require paper receipts for votes, authorize $500 million to help states make the changes in voting systems and equipment. It would also allow ex-felons to vote. Currently, an estimated 4.7 million Americans barred from voting because of their criminal records. And it would require adoption of the changes in time for the 2006 election. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi blasting what she calls a payback to big business at the expense of consumers. Congress passed legislation today that places large class action lawsuits in federal courts. Businesses complain state judges and juries have been too generous to plaintiffs. George Bush is expected to sign the bill tomorrow. Bush today picked John Negroponte, ambassador to Iraq, as the first national intelligence director. The new intelligence chief will oversee 15 separate intelligence agencies and have the power to set budgets and decide how the money is spent. If confirmed, Negroponte says he'll strive to achieve critical national task of timely and effective intelligence, but it's not the right move, according to one Democratic senator who says it's the wrong message to pull him out of Iraq now. Others have criticized Negroponte for his record when he was ambassador to Honduras when that nation was accused of human rights abuses. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. You'll never find a Rolex watch in a superstore, or for that matter, an Oreck vacuum. That's because you're judged by the company you keep. If you want an amazingly powerful 8-pound Oreck vacuum, visit one of my Oreck stores, or call me at 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and I'll send you one to use free for 30 days. It's worth the time, and it won't cost you a dime.
Dad.
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Hi, this is Steve Earle, and Air America gave me a radio show. Well, so me and my friends can sit around and play our favorite records and maybe talk politics or anything else that comes up. This week, my guest is Australian singer-songwriter Ben Lee. So join us here Sunday night on Air America Radio.
Revolution starts now.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. I'm Malloy here on Air America Radio. This will be our final hour tonight, short program tonight, just the 2 hours. Kathy and I need to get home and pack. We had a death in my family, and we are going to Toledo for the family gathering and the funeral. And I will not be on the air Friday. The network will run a best of Malloy, not sure which one, and we will broadcast Monday through Friday next week from a non-affiliated station, but they have been gracious enough to give us the facilities in Toledo, Ohio. So the program, my program, will be on the air at the regular time next week. I will not be filling in for Randy Rhodes next Monday during the afternoon. I believe that's the day of the funeral of my family member. I will be filling in for Randy for whatever Mondays are left during her recuperation from her surgery. So that's kind of the schedule as it stands. So final hour, we are in it now, and then tomorrow night a best of, and we'll be back Monday evening, regular time, broadcasting from Toledo, Ohio. Back to the phone calls. You know what we're talking about, I guess, the appointment of John Negroponte today to be the new director of National Intelligence. This is a very dark day in American history. Negroponte, Abrams, and Otto Reich, the three men who are now in key positions, are all war criminals. Had they been tried at Nuremberg, they would have been found guilty and executed for the crimes against humanity that all three of them are involved in. We set the standard at Nuremberg. We said, this is what constitutes guilty in crimes against humanity. This is what constitutes guilty in war crimes. The Third Reich, the leaders of the Third Reich, the ones who weren't moved out of Germany by our own Office of Special Services, our own OSS, and brought to this country or sent to South America, the ones who didn't escape the net In other words, the ones designated to stand trial for their crimes against humanity were prosecuted using certain elements of evidence and certain definitions of what constitutes crimes against humanity or what constitutes a war crime. Otto Reich, Elliot Abrams, and now John Negroponte all would qualify for these crimes against humanity and war crimes and would have been, at Nuremberg, subject to the death penalty, subject to have been hanged. Where were they hanged? Spandau Prison? Is that where the executions took place? So, in my opinion, and the opinion of I would venture quite a few people who understand Negroponte's history in the 80s and in the 60s, and hell, for that matter, in the 70s. Negroponte was also involved in the execution of Salvador Allende after he had been... Negroponte worked for Kissinger. Kissinger, of course, engineered that execution after Allende was elected president of Chile. And that brought, of course, the ascension of Pinochet and the Reign of Terror. And as Juan said, our caller from Honduras, right, United States, but a Honduras native, who said, you know, the people in these Central American countries, they're not stupid. They understand. They know more about what occurred in their country, obviously, than any American could ever know. Now, Americans could find the information, but we refuse. It is better to remain blind, deaf, and dumb in this country, politically speaking. But given Juan's testimony, multiply it by a million. Listen to the voices out there who have witnessed what the United States has done. Now, I'm not saying you and me. I'm not saying that collectively, any more than the Germans in the 30s, were collectively mass murderers. They weren't. But they allowed, and we have allowed, to rise to power in this country a fascist regime that knows absolutely no boundaries where it concerns its behavior. There is not a member of the Bush crime family that is not fully capable and fully prepared and has done so in the past of destroying the Constitution, bringing some sort of fascist rule or martial law or, at the very least, totalitarianism to this country. We need to take our country back. Hopefully we can do it legally and peacefully. But we're at that point. And the appointment today of John Negroponte, it is an outrage. It's just, I don't care what standard you use. Now, even the right-wingers, the neo-Nazis, the Republicans are what I'm talking about, who don't know why, you know, I've got myself in such a lather tonight. In the first place, damn all of you. I wouldn't give a nickel for any of you. You are contemptible because you support this kind of stuff with your ignorance. And not just with your ignorance, your willful ignorance. The willingness on the part of Republicans or conservatives in this country to support this sort of state-sponsored terror that we are now involved in is just, it's appalling. It's awful. But I can tell you, right-wingers, that your time will come too. You when you live in a totalitarian state, you don't, unless you're in that ruling elite, you don't escape either. You may be given the sense that you're safe because you're a Republican, because you got a pass to go hear Bush speak at your local armory during the campaign, that when the Secret Service patted you down, they passed you on through. You know, you can nod your head and smile and let your eyes glaze over as much as you want, but you are contributing to the destruction of this country, and I condemn you for that. I really do. In my own little way here, I just absolutely condemn you for that. We have a good, the potential to be a good country, a good society. We have the potential for enormous good. And in so many ways, it's been so wasted. The 80s was a period of time that was just horrifying. And now here we are again with these eaters of dead flesh rising to positions of supreme, unchecked power. All of these agencies that have been set up by the Bush crime family are not subject to review by the Congress, are not subject to review by the American people. They work outside our judicial system and outside our Constitution. For you right-wingers, if you think this is what this country is supposed to be, I condemn you twice. You're disgusting for celebrating this, for applauding this. Anyone who says that these appointments represent the best of America, I don't know where you're coming from. I really don't. But as Juan said, when people around the world head for the nearest U.S. embassy and burn effigies, it's not because we have naked people on our cable TV. It's not because we can buy houses. It's not because we have the illusion in this country of freedom. It is because they understand what was done in their country. I don't care if it's Iran, the Philippines, Chile, Honduras, Greece, Turkey. It doesn't matter. They understand what we did. And you and I, you know, our memory in this country is what? If we have massive memories, it might go back 6 months. People in countries that don't have the diversions that we have individual and collective memories, in some instances, that go back centuries. And certainly go back 20, 30, 40 years. Now, what to do about it? At this point, Truth Seeker, I don't know. I really don't. I'm beginning to reassess whether or not I think it's salvageable. Surely it is, right? I mean, it has to be, this country, this society. Surely. We have been in these dark periods before, and we've come back, right? Haven't we? Or have we? I really don't know anymore. Nothing but your phone calls when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
People who hate, not to hate, they hate the idea that somebody can go buy a home.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-841-1616. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call for a free sample of this amazing mattress material at 1-800-841-1616. Call now and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-841-1616. That's 1-800-841-1616.
Hi, Jeff Levy here from the Computer News Show with a great technology tip. You want to remotely access your office PC, but solutions like PC Anywhere and VPNs are complicated and difficult to use. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC lets you access your office PC from anywhere over the Internet. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were in the office. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource remotely. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 45 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMyPC.com, click the Radio Listeners button, and use the promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMyPC.com free today. You'll love it.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. in business and socially. Your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-218-WORD. That's 218-WORD. 1-800-218-WORD.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
Joy is calling from Santa Cruz. Joy, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you tonight?
Doing fine.
Probably a bit depressed, but I am very depressed hearing this new thing about John Negroponte. I was slightly aware of what he had done, and then when you told us more about it, it just absolutely makes my heart feel crestfallen.
Mm-hmm.
That these kinds of people are in control of our country. And it really, really, really upsets me. But what I was going to say tonight is that I think we need to do a motivational thing like we did when Condoleezza Rice and Gonzalez were going to be affirmed. We need to get everyone to start emailing, faxing, writing letters, calling every one of their senators, because John Negroponte has to be confirmed, correct?
Right.
What day will he be confirmed, or do you know?
I really don't know, but your idea is good. It's the only course of action.
It's the only thing we can do.
Yeah, it's the only thing that we can do.
And we have to at least let people know what our thoughts are about, you know, having this kind of Nazi criminal monsters taking over our country. I mean, if Negroponte gets in control of all of our intelligence agencies, then we may end up suffering like the Nicaraguans and the Hondurans and the Guatemalans.
Well, I think ultimately that is, if not the goal, or not the objective of putting these three, Abrams, Reich, and Negroponte, in such positions of power, it is certainly a strong possibility. Absolutely.
It's a danger. And how do we get these other two out of there? I mean, what do we do? I mean, I'm so perplexed. I mean, evidently, who was it that passed with 98 to nothing the other day? Oh, Gertoff.
Chertoff. Who is another torture advocate, and Gonzalez,
yeah.
Who's another. I mean, if you look at the appointments of the Attorney General of the United States, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, this new head of the National Intelligence, our ambassador to the United Nations, our new Assistant National Security Director, these people are literally, not figuratively, not metaphorically, these are killers. These are people.
They're all monsters.
Who truly don't care about human life, not American human life, not Central American, not South American, not Middle Eastern. They don't care.
Can I say one thing? I want to send a message to Juan.
Sure.
Who called in. I am truly sorry for what happened to him and his people. I knew people down there, and what they went through was just horrible, and I felt so terrible then, and I feel even worse now because we've got an even worse situation where this guy's going to be running our intelligence if we don't get rid of it. And I think the Democrats are going to wimp out again, just like they did on Chertoff.
Well, I heard a couple of comments today. I didn't pay a lot of attention to television today for obvious reasons, but I heard some of it. And Jay Rockefeller was one, I believe, somebody sent me an email on that one. The senator, where is he from? West Virginia. Was on the radio today saying that this is a wonderful nomination.
Well, it wasn't Byrd, was it?
No. Rockefeller.
Rockefeller.
Senator from the other senator from West Virginia. And I've heard several other sources who have said that the Democrats are going to support this guy.
Why?
I don't know. I, honest to God, don't know, except the obvious reason, and I hate to say this, this is really beating a dead horse, but the Democrats are not, these Democrats do not represent the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party is dead. It is dead. Somebody needs to take the name Democratic Party away from this current group.
I agree with you there. I think we ought to start calling who we are the Liberal Democratic Party.
Well, I think so. Or
the Progressive Democrats.
But I think he will be confirmed. Your idea of sending faxes or emails or phone calls to our senators is a good idea, and I hope it has an effect. I wish the Democrats could stop this by just filibustering, but they're not going to do it.
Well, then that's one of the things that we should say to them in our letters, then, and we should flood them just like we did when Barbara Boxer got her ovaries together and stood up and said, hell no, I'm not going to approve Condoleezza Rice and I'm not going to approve Gonzalez. What we need to do is not only, now I'm calling you tonight and I'm going to ask people to call Mark Maron tomorrow during Randy's show, because that's where a lot of politically motivated people are.
Right.
And that's where a lot of this stuff got going.
Well, let's see if it'll have an effect.
And hit the blogs.
The blogs need to dig up. There's a whole listen, Joy, thank you. I appreciate it. We got a break here. There's a whole generation of people out there, people in their 20s and 30s that not because they're stupid, but because they don't know what happened in Central America in the 80s under Reagan. And the bloggers need to do the research and get this out to the younger people. You men and women who run these blogs, you've got to do this. You've got to. You've got to.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn.
Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Workers' Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. More than $420 million was collected for workers last year through the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission in workplace discrimination cases. The EEOC got more than 79,000 discrimination complaints against employers last year. That is down from the all-time high number of more than 85,000 complaints in 2002. The $420 million, though, is the highest amount of money ever recovered for workers in discrimination cases in a single year by the EEOC. The federal agency says while progress has been made in ending employment discrimination, much work remains to really deliver on the promise of equal employment opportunity for all American workers. Race and sex discrimination cases were the most numerous, race accounting for more than 27,000 complaints, sex discrimination for over 24,000 cases. The new budget proposed by President Bush slightly increases the budget for the EEOC to a total of just over $331 million a year. For more labor news, visit laborradio.org.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Price is lower in the New York metropolitan area.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200. 1200.
Friday on Unfiltered. What you got? We got Chuck D. Plus, it's the inspiring story of a relief worker who checked on his family in Sri Lanka and stayed to set up shop. Plus, Future leaders, take your seats. Colorado Senator Peter Grubb has a guidebook for political leadership.
Al Sharpton, Charisma Power Pack, not included.
And it's the party machine, La Máquina de la Fiesta. It's Richard Buckner, unfiltered, serving the reality-based community since April.
On Air America Radio.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the Air America Radio Network.
I expect every member of this administration to stay well within the boundaries that define legal and ethical conduct.
It's astonishing.
It means avoiding even the appearance of problems.
Yeah, okay. Edward is calling from Florida. Edward, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Hey, it's going. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I've been better, but, you know.
I hear that.
Hey, you know, it was funny what you were talking about with the Democratic Party. I agree, it's dead. You know, I'm a realist. I think that Kerry was a puppet to keep us progressives pacified for another election. You know, we've got a few good folks left, 20 or 30 in the House, one or two in the Senate. We got, Sandra Day O'Connor as a Supreme Court justice, and that's it. I mean, they're going to do away with the other thing preventing a runaway government, and that's the filibuster.
Wait a minute. Sandra Day O'Connor. You mean Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Yeah.
Okay.
My bad.
That's all right.
But, you know, and then they're going to do away with the filibuster. I mean, it's as good as gone.
Right.
I mean, and I love the advice you were giving about getting a passport. I mean, you know, you're a smart guy. We both see the writing on the wall here. We're not conspiracy theorists, we're realists. I mean, what I'm wondering is, do you have an exit strategy? I mean, where are you headed? Costa Rica?
No, I don't. I don't. My strategy is to do whatever I can and whatever every time I have left to try to fight against this fascist takeover of the United States. I believe there's enough of us in this country. Don't forget, in the last two presidential elections, the second from the last, the election was stolen. In the last one, there were 53 million people who said no to this crime family. So, no, I don't believe in cutting and running. I think it's a wise move, though, to have an active or a current passport as a means of temporary escape if it comes to that. But, no, my plan is to stay. Look, I've got kids and grandkids here. I've got kids in their late 30s all the way down to 7 months old. And I want to be able to say to my children and grandchildren that, you know, I was part of that group, that huge group of Americans who said no to this this stuff and tried to get the country back. If that means doing a radio talk show, fine. If it means going door to door, fine. If it means at some point getting involved in rebellion, fine. But you know, I make jokes maybe about moving to Canada or checking out Tuscany or places like that. But no, I'm an American and I was born here. Both sides of my family were immigrants, but I was born here, and I will fight as best I can to keep what was bequeathed to me with all of its flaws. Yeah. I mean, everybody knows now that this country, you know, a lot of people are saying, you arrogant son of a bitch, you had nothing to do with this country. Your forebears came here and stole it from the Native Americans. And there is a huge mountain of truth to that. And I am willing any time, any place to work with Native Americans to restore to give back, in a sense, the justice that they have been denied. But in the meantime, while I'm more than willing to look back 200, 300, 400 years, I also have a very strong urge to look forward. And I'll work with anybody, black, red, white, I don't care, Jew, Gentile, gay, straight, man, woman, it matters not to me. We're all in this together now, and this country is going to go up in flames, metaphorically speaking and possibly literally speaking, if justice and the rule of law and decency is not reinstituted into our system. That's all. That's how I feel. I don't mean to get on the soapbox, but by God, that's how I feel. So no, I don't have an exit strategy at all, except to continue to break down and put back together and make sure all the parts are oiled, whatever weapons I have at home. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I completely understand.
All right, Edward, thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. Jeff is calling from New York. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Yes, Mike. My wife and I have been listening to you since you came on the air.
We eagerly
awaited the appearance of Air America. I'm 53 years old, and I've been waiting a long time for some national institution to be a voice of progressive and critical thought. And it doesn't happen in newspapers, and it hasn't existed on television. And Air America is really an incredible, important first step and a necessary step.
I agree.
I didn't really hear of you before.
Yeah.
And I've listened to you, and I'm very impressed with the way you express your indignation and your passion, and you call out what is really going on in this society. But really why, and I appreciate you taking this call, I thought a lot about these issues for the last 30 years since I've been engaged in politics.
Uh-huh.
But I'd just like to add, with your indulgence, your point is very well taken, and you point out the facts about who Negroponte and Otto Reich and Elliot Abrams are and the Bush crime family and the facts of the facts. But a lot of times the people, you can say as many facts as you want to people, one can, and it doesn't get through to them. And I think the discussion in society has to be about how capitalism has evolved, not from a Marxist point of view, but why our society has permitted such egregious vulgarity. Why investment bankers make $15 million a year, have five homes, have no concern for how they make their money, mm-hmm. for how that they make their money is dependent upon the Negroponte. So it was just a gangster hired by them to do their dirty work around the world as imperialists or colonials, or advancing our military industrial complex.
This was a point Ward Churchill was trying to make in the essay that he wrote 3 years ago.
I agree with you completely, and I heard him, I believe it was on your show.
Right, yeah, we had him on for an hour.
An incredibly articulate man, a thoughtful fellow, who of course to most people in society won't understand what he's talking about, because most of us are so compromised,
mm-hmm.
and those of us who are old enough, and I'm not quite as old as you, who have sold out, but we've sold out because we're married or have children or whatever. We decide consumerism is more important. And so Negroponte is just a natural outgrowth of what society has become. And every day there's a new vulgarity. Every day, I mean, the tax breaks for the richest people on the planet. The financial scandal is the largest in the history of the planet. There weren't 5 million people demonstrating in the streets. They lost their... No, how many people in this country lost their pension funds, and what do most people want? They want the multi-million-dollar home to live in a private, secluded area with armed guards, and the hell with the rest of the world. They want, you know, Versace and Louis Vuitton bags. I mean, that's just kind of a reality, not the people that listen to your show. But Negroponte is there because our society tolerates it, and people are too busy making a living. Too many people want to be investment bankers, corporate lawyers, multimillionaires, celebrities making $20-30 million a movie, professional athletes making $20 million to do nothing. They can barely articulate a word, and it's vulgarity, and this is just one more vulgarity that has been allowed to infest the entire culture. And it doesn't. I know people don't. You're allowing me to speak. People on Air America really don't talk about this, because most people on Air America eventually conclude that capitalism's great and our type of capitalism. Our type of capitalism is sick.
Mm-hmm.
The people who contribute almost the least or destroying the society are paid the most.
That's true.
I mean, I live in New York. The guys next to me, in investment bankers and so on, they are crude people, incredibly selfish, unbelievably self-aggrandizing, and have no concern for what happens to anyone about themselves and the few people they want. You know, they know where to buy multi-million-dollar homes in the Hamptons. And the American people, yes, they're suckers, and the right-wing people who think that they're being anti-abortion or anti-gay sometimes makes them feel better going to, you know, with all the distractions, you know, of music, of the new distraction of the new iPods they have going on,
right,
and so on. It's nonstop. People, you know, you say this to people that, you know, people are not shocked by Negroponte being appointed. People won't do anything. Some of us will. Some of us are upset because it's been so worn down. I mean, Reagan talked about it as a hero. He called the Contras freedom fighters.
the
right?
Moral equivalent of our founding fathers.
I know. So, I mean, how can someone get a sense? When I speak like this or say this to people, people can't respond because their own lives don't mirror a sense of integrity. They're too compromised or they're mm-hmm. too contradictory and conflicted, and they don't stand up, and they don't see the point of standing up. I mean, they'll stand up maybe to be smart enough to make more money or have more power or gain access to the goodies, but they won't stand up. They don't see the joy of standing up. You obviously have lived your life and see the joy of standing up for your beliefs. Me too. I get joy out of it, and my heart kind of gets tender, and I almost start crying on the phone I feel that, but
right.
For the mass majority of people, they don't feel it. They feel good if they get a big paycheck or they get a diamond ring on their wedding or they don't feel that sense that they could be part of history to make this world a better place.
I hope there can be some sort of a turnaround of the spirit about exactly what you're talking about. Jeff, thank you. Very articulate. You made your points well, and you certainly have me in your corner. Thanks, Jeff. Quick break here, folks. We shall return. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
No more turning away from the wicked and the weary. No more turning away from the coldest desire. Just a word and we all must share. It's not enough just to stand.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Planet check.
One art teacher has it in the bag.
Only 1% of plastic bags are ever recycled. The remainder go into landfills.
That's June Brown from Cranford Public Schools in New Jersey. She's teaching 4th and 5th graders how to make their own fabric bags.
Every logo that the students make will say, choose to reuse.
In 2001, 360 plastic bags were used per person per year in the U.S. alone.
The idea is that they take the bag home and educate their parents, and our hope is that they will begin to use these bags as part of their weekly shopping trips so that the reuse idea comes in.
Plastic bags can take up to 1,000 years to degrade.
I'm really looking to promote a spirit of activism within my students, that they have to be active stewards of the earth.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
Some people think WebEx is the only way to host meetings online, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Great news. There's a better way to host meetings online. GoToMeeting, the easiest and most affordable way to meet online. You can invite anyone, clients, coworkers, or customers, to meet you online in seconds. They'll actually see your desktop, so you can show them what you're talking about. And it's so affordable. Unlike WebEx, with GoToMeeting, you can meet as often as you need for as long as you want. You're not charged per minute or per user. Plus, conference calling is free. GoToMeeting is simply the best way to host meetings online. In fact, you might not ever want to meet in person again. And with a special limited-time offer, you can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Unlimited meetings. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMeeting free today. You'll love it.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza Man.
Hey, you're not the Pizza Man. You're the cable guy again.
Price Patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Homeland Security.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice Cream Man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza Man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite at 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get 3 free months of HBO and Cinemax. 1-800-264-0071. Add $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends 2-28-05. Call now.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Ten before the hour. Credits tonight, an hour early, since we're bailing out in just about 10 minutes. There will be the final hour of the Malloy program tonight. It'll be a best of that Colin Tipton, one of our engineers, has picked. Or Jason Isaac, I'm sorry. Thanks to Colin and Jason, our engineers in New York. Tim Einenkal answered your calls tonight. Don't forget, check out the RandyRhodesShow.com for updates on how Randy's doing and to send your get-well wishes. We also want to thank, as we always do every night, Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch, White Rose Society, Mark Marshall, Jim in Arkansas, our Music Bureau Chief. Thank all of you for your efforts on the program. Shelby Lepre, who runs RadioPower.org, good website. If you haven't been there, go. She writes, Mike, this is a rhetorical question, but what makes you think we can stop the Bush machine when the German people could not stop the rise of Nazism? I mean, seriously, what makes us more apt to succeed where the Germans failed? And the only answer I have to that, and I appreciate the rhetorical nature of the question, but if pressed for an answer, I would say that it is now, you know, it's 80 years later. We are, we've been through the German experience, both as the nation, along with the Soviet Union, that helped defeat German totalitarianism, German Nazism. We have seen what Nazism and state-sponsored communism can do. We have witnessed. We have been witness to the 20th century, the most bloody century in the history of the human race. We know about 50 million people killed in World War II. We know about 30 million killed in the collectivization of the Soviet Union. We know about untold millions killed in the Great Leap Forward in China. We know, some of us do, about the millions killed by U.S. foreign policy, so-called. 3 million just in Indochina. We know about these things now. So why do we have more of a chance? Because we have been witness, if we choose to be, to this history. And unless we are total... I can't think of a word. Unless we decide collectively to give up our responsibility to, I hate to use the term, future generations, then we will prevail. We will somehow get through this. We just will. I know what I will be doing as long as I can, and that is, calling this meeting that we have every night. And that's all I do, is call the meeting. And I know that you will, you know, whoever will be doing whatever you think is right. One of our callers tonight continuing to hammer on members of the Senate. hoping that with enough people hammering on the Democrats, that they will find some reason somewhere inside them, even Jay Rockefeller, to say, no, I'm not going to confirm another murderer, another advocate of torture and death squads to the Bush crime family. I'm not going to do it. I've done enough. I'm not going to do it. So that's your answer, Shelby. We know better. And that's what your mama used to tell you. Right? It all comes back to that. It all goes back to do unto others, and it all comes back to what your mama used to tell you. Huh? We can do better than this. Didn't your mother tell you that? Mine did. Huh? Sure. So there you go. Lewis is calling from Miami. Lewis, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How's it going?
Hey, it's going, Lewis. How are you?
Not bad. Listen, it is an outrage, I think, about Negroponte. It's just it's like every day for us Americans, for us new Americans, I just became an American in 2002, and it's like a little bit more torture.
Where are you? What's your home country, Lewis?
I'm Chile.
Oh, my God, really?
And let me tell you something, that I heard stories, I heard the stories from family members of mine. My mother had two uncles who used to be fishermen, and they used to go out in the middle of the night, and they used to see the ships out sea there and dropping the bodies into the water. Right now I get emotional when I think about it,
I understand.
Right now we're going against our own proceedings against Pinochet. They actually are dealing with an actual trial. They're going back and forth. But the best thing I can think about, this idiot and all of the Bush crime family and the rest of all of these murderers, is that justice will prevail. I have to have the hope that, just like in my country, we're searching for reconciliation, mm-hmm. and we're trying to find the end to it. And there's only so much that the system, there's only so much abuse that the system can take. And I will continue to do my part, too. I will contact the senators as much as I can, the congressmen, congresswomen, everything. We just can't give up. We spent 17 years in my former country, living under dictatorship, disappearances, you name it, roundups.
As a direct result of the corporate interests in America back in 1972 that said no to Salvador Allende.
And absolutely. I mean, like I said, I know people, my family members. I have gone back to Chile in several occasions, and I have firsthand heard the stories of how they had to either bury their books because they would come in and they would just burn them.
I understand. Lewis, we're out of time. I hope you'll call again. We'll be back on the air live Monday night. I'd love to hear from you again. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate you taking time to call us. We will be back Monday night, same time, same station. Thanks for participating in the program tonight. Take care, all right? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
If your doctor says you're